Wednesday, August the 8th, 2012. Time for us to motivate you to climb that mountain. Climb every mountain. Add some energy to your day. Heather Bachman is here along with me.
That sound right?
Sounds great.
Jennifer Horn is here along with me.
I wish I was with you guys, too.
Me too.
That'd be sweet. Rich McFadden is here along with me.
I'm happy right where I am.
Good for you. That's very nice. Richie's at the controls in our studio in Washington. And it's always, safe distance. It's always a wonder as to whether Roberta will actually be handy by.
Let's give her a try.
To do a crow on the Queen of Cheap today. Is she crowing? Or is she, what does a crow sound like?
Oh, it's look, she's there.
Caw, caw, caw. Isn't that what a crow sounds like? Caw, caw. Can you do a... Roberta's
really... Caw, caw. It's more like that.
Caw, caw, caw. Okay, I'm sorry I asked. All right, we have Queen of Cheap Deals coming up in a few minutes. Roberta, you like that crow about some of the things that you found people can save some money on?
Well, we're doing more back-to-school specials. We have a photo calendar.
It'd be nice if we could hear, actually, Roberta talking about the Queen of Jeep.
Can you hear me? Hello.
Ah,
there
wonderful.
I am.
There we
Hello.
Are. There
We've got back-to-school photo calendars, back-to-school free books, some great deals on footwear, and even how to get Krispy Kreme donuts while free, absolutely free, while you do your back-to-school stuff.
Ah. Perfect, Roberta. All right,
Krispy Kremes, yay!
Coming up in a few minutes. Speaking of reports, the report from a hospital in Southern California about an attempted baby napping. That's not a baby napping, but a kid napping, baby napping.
Is this crazy or what?
This is what's going on. Now, the system has found the problem, and apparently technology is helping the system fix the problem. They're tagging babies now.
Yeah.
And so this woman she convinces the mother she's a friend of the family. Mm-hmm. So she goes in, convinces the mother to go take a shower. I'll watch the baby. She stuffs the baby in a tote bag and runs out the door. Unfortunately, she doesn't make it through the door because the tag on the toe activates the alarm system. And so the mother gets captured by a security guard. Baby's back with mother. Woman's in jail. End of story.
Busted.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? How do you think you're going to get away with this?
Well, she would have gotten away with it. Well, at least she got out the door if it wasn't for the toe tag.
Right.
You know, and most of these women are damaged because they can't have kids of their own or they've lost a child or something.
Steal somebody
else. Yeah, how is this going to be good for the child that you're stealing?
Now, I mean, we're lucky in the United States we have this kind of technology. I was just talking on the airplane back from Colombia the other day to a guy who lives in Ecuador.
Planning on stealing somebody's baby?
No, we were talking about adoptions because his sister had adopted. Juliana had walked up to my seat and said hello, and we were talking. Adoption came up. And, you know, in Guatemala and a couple other Central American countries, it's big business
to steal babies
and then sell them.
Yep.
Big
business. Yeah.
And I'm sure in some of these Eastern Bloc, you know, European Bloc countries, it is over there, too. It's terrible.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we were talking about earlier, Richie, the population explosion in the world has, you wonder about babies and all the people who want babies and why they can't get adopted, because one of the biggest problems is the young girls, and not necessarily in our country, but there was a problem in our country, but elsewhere around the world, with these young, I'm talking about 14, 15, 16-year-old girls. They're having babies after babies after babies after babies. The population of the countries that these circumstances exist is exploding. There's no discussion about birth control. There's no education about it. And meanwhile, most of the countries that are having these problems have no food. The estimation this morning, it came upon a number. One of the international health organizations says 43 million people will die this year of starvation.
Forty-three million
people will die of starvation. That's mostly just in Africa and India, which is where the big population problems are to begin with. India is not, you think about Africa, and there's a lot of backward reality in India. I mean, in Africa. But is there in India? Why do we have this population explosion among these countries that ought to have they ought to know better. It's the religious aspect of we got to get more than the other guy that's fueling this. And there is not, the world is running out of food. And this year you're going to see more of that because not only droughts here in our country, droughts all across Asia, all across Africa, there's not enough food.
You know what it goes back to? Your philosophy or the philosophy that you
espouse
to, that there is always an equal amount of, I don't know, I guess energy or things or whatever in this
balance.
Universe.
It's a balance.
There's a balance.
Yep.
And for everyone that comes, there must be another that goes, whether it be a new tree pops up and a dog dies somewhere, or a new planet shows
energy
up and a star dies
dissipate.
Somewhere.
So where is the energy? Is your question, where is this coming from?
Well, it's just, I always believe that there's always, well, I don't know, I guess God has a plan.
A plan. Yeah, we don't understand it.
And there's the balance there, and this is how he handles the balance.
But maybe there is a discussion of that as it plays into, you know, people talk about God or the plan and then man interfering. But man is part of God's nature, and therefore whatever man is doing is part of the plan.
If
that's what I hear you saying,
if man thinks he's too smart to
Man does think he's too smart.
To outwit God, God takes care of it in another way.
Right. Mm. That's the way I believe it. Yeah. Interesting. At any rate, we still have a population problem, and we don't have enough food.
No, we don't. That's my whole point.
Yeah. Well, okay, so that's the way you get rid of
it
by not feeding them enough, and they go away. Okay.
People die.
That's
the reality.
Yep. You cold-hearted BS.
Well, it almost sounds like you're equating God with nature.
God
and how nature balances things out.
God is
nature.
Yeah, okay.
There's an echo in here. That was pretty good, Richie. You said that the same breath. Pretty good. We did our lines well. We've rehearsed everything about this program. It's planned down to the second.
You read what I wrote for you just
very nice. Yeah.
Very
14
good.
14 past the hour. You have a sore, achy joint or two or three or four?
Roberta does.
You probably tried glucosamine and chondroitin and not felt any relief. That's the finding of a large study conducted by the National Institute of Health. Basically, this study found no difference between glucosamine, chondroitin products, and placebos. Wow. How about eggshells? Have you tried that? Yes, you heard me correctly. Eggshells.
I've been walking on them.
That's a different story. We need to tell that story. When you do your television report, we'll tell that story, Jennifer. I've been using an all-natural product, a new all-natural product, that attacks joint pain in a couple of different ways. First, it reduces the inflammation, and then it provides cartilage-repairing compounds made of specific vitamins, minerals, herbs, and eggshell membranes. Very cool stuff. You hear me more and more and more talking the talk. I'm interested in minerals and herbs and that sort of thing because they're an important part of your body. Here's a way to specifically target the inflammations. All illness comes from inflammation. And if your joints are inflamed, you need to take some action. You don't need a hip replacement operation. What a mess. You don't need a knee replacement operation. You need to deal with the pain. Eggshell membranes. This compound, clinically proven to reduce joint pain and stiffness in just 10 days, and it's really working. I find it working well for me. UltraJoint is the name of the product. UltraJoint. Safe, FDA registered. Makers of UltraJoint are so confident it'll work for you, they're offering you a free trial so you can find out for yourself. You pay $4.95 shipping and handling. Ordering it online is easy. Go to cardiol.net, cardiol.net /Doug, or you can call them 888-809-6424. Good way to reach them. You can call them now if you want. Why not take advantage of the free opportunity? And check out Cardiol while you're there as well. Cardiol.net /DOUG, that's Doug, to get the free supply of UltraJoint. See how it works on your aches and pains. Call them now. Order it this way, if you'd like, 888-809-6424.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ to go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Kohala soprano ukuleles, just $29. Plus, save $50 on Sterling Studio mic packs, just $49. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Let's go, Roberta. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Roberta.
That's
all right. All right, hold on. Let's
do it. Yeah.
She's the queen.
She's the queen of
okay.
Diva. The diva of dumpster diving.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
We have big deals from the queen of cheap today.
Yes, we've got some more great back-to-school deals. You can get a free back-to-school organization photo calendar, and we tell you where to go to get that. Also, a free ebook, Back-to-School Tips and Ideas, Organizing Kids Made Easy. I guess that'd be good if you got a lot of kids and you have to organize them. I guess you can do them by age or by size or whatever. Famous footwear. Does baby need shoes? Extra 15 to 20% off your entire purchase. That's good through the 18th. We've got the coupon for you. You can purchase either in-store or online, so it's kind of a cool deal. If you're out there buying all of your school supplies, well, buy some extras and drop them off at Krispy Kreme because they're collecting school supplies for kids who aren't that fortunate. And when you do that, they will give you a dozen donuts absolutely free. And if you go to DougStefan.com, you'll find a list of the items that they're accepting for their back-to-school, I guess you could call it the collection to give to kids who need back-to-school stuff. And after you've done all this stuff for your kids, moms, if you need something just for yourself, well, go to Victoria's Secret, and we have a coupon for you for a Victoria's Secret lace back panty. Try to say that fast. Lace back panty.
Give me that again.
Lace back panty.
Lace right. Back panty. Lace back panty. Lace back panty. Lace back panty.
You get one free with any purchase at Victoria's Secret.
Panties.
And you'll find all this at DougStefan.com at the Queen of Cheese.
I wear them every day. Aren't you original?
I got them on my head right now.
Good for you. It's very
lace back panties.
21 after on Good Day.
Headphones on top of that.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tragic story of reality in Eric Clapton's life. You don't need to even hear the words to know there's emotion attached to this. Cherish your children for what they are or not, for what you'd like them to be. Cherish. I got an email from somebody who gets a kick out of my definition of LSD. Laughing.
It's different than somebody else's, that's
singing
for sure.
And dancing. And how, especially with singing, it can reach into the deepest core of our emotions. And I think about all the different kinds of music that there are. There's this, and then there's the silly stuff that we can sing, but there, I think more than anything else, I like connecting with people on an emotive level with music. That's why a couple, three times a day, we have 40, 50 seconds of little snippets of songs that have meant great things to most people who understood with the songs. This is another great, great song, by the way. Craig and Stephanie. Filled with imperfect and emotions, by the way, don't all have to be sad. Emotion doesn't. I think we have this thing about what the word emotion means. And most of the people are tied up with a negative when it comes to emotions. That means you're sad. You're a very emotional person. I'm a very emotional person, and I think tied to that, pretty silly. Much of the time, because emotion is a wonderfully silly. It can be. I mean, one. I never realized how happy there we go, Richie.
Barry Manilow makes Doug.
I have a little tear in my eye. Let's hear it, Dougie. Let's hear the shake in the voice. Come on.
I'm choosing to drink a glass of water instead. All right, but I do have a little tear in my eye. I'll tell you what makes me sadder than anything else today. It's a very sad story from London. The Olympics taking place there. And one of the musicians involved in, you know, they have not only athletes, but they have people performing. London has become the performance capital of the world in all sorts of ways. So this guy goes into a London sandwich shop to buy a sandwich. And he has a 300-year-old violin with him. And he leaves it there.
We hear these stories twice a year.
I know. Somebody does
twice
something silly with
somebody's
violins
some,
and right. guitars or, you know, some... I wonder if a saxophone... Is there a saxophone around that's worth $1 million? Or a clarinet?
I bet what's-his-face is saxes. What's his name with the curly hair? Kenny G.
Kenny G?
No.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Really?
How much is Clarence Clemens' saxophone worth right now?
Oh, good one.
To get some
right. See, even better.
Think about some of the other... What other musical instruments? At all?
The dubstep kazoo is worth at least a million.
But what about other musical instruments? Are there any really valuable pianos? There must be.
Oh, I'm sure.
Liberace's piano?
Yeah. How much
that's worth at least 50 cents.
I wonder if there's anything around that Beethoven ever played.
Yeah. How about a lock of Beethoven's hair?
Ew.
I think that's weird.
That I never understood. Collecting hair from your favorite people, that's just weird.
Well, I have a collective hair.
Like Elvis. Oh, yeah. Now they made a rat with Elvis's DNA on it.
That's right.
That's why they do it.
You know, my dad saved a little of my grandpa's hair.
Anyway.
Make a new grandpa.
There you go. Hi.
Bunky.
I think we get out of the emotional hole that we were in. 28 after on Good Day.
Your first word probably wasn't something like finance or savings or ATM. But whatever that first word was, it opened up a world to you that was built on conversations. It's this exchange of ideas that Wells Fargo puts into practice every day through listening, guiding, and planning. So when the conversation is about ways to grow your savings or your business, we'll be here to help you find the right answers. Because an open dialogue is what opens doors. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A.
Do you suffer from pain like joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis? Then you must listen to this important message. Nearly half of all Americans suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation. Anetablock is a breakthrough supplement scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. Anetablock is so effective in preventing excessive inflammation and reducing the pain, we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Best of all, Anetablock is now available to try for free. That's right. Call 800-882-9732 now and get out of pain absolutely free. Anetablock is now looking for real-life testimonials for anyone who has back pain, muscle pain, or painful arthritis. Call 800-882-9732 to get your free supply and get out of pain today. Just call 800-882-9732 for details. Call today at 800-882-9732. That's 800-882-9732. Again, 800-882-9732.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You once again listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have the talents of Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli, Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden. Appropriate moment for the 2020 news quiz is upon us. So I would like you to take the next 6 minutes and see if you can figure out who Shannon Easton is. She's in the news today. Why? 800-510-8255. Our 2020 news quiz question asks you to identify Shannon Easton. She is in the news today. Why? She is doing something unique.
Oh, shoot.
Give you that much. What do you mean, you. Oh, shoot? What's the problem?
You and your
what
fascinations.
What do you mean, my fascination?
If what? This is who I think it is.
No, ooh, is she
not
hot?
Who I think she is. Oh. No. Shannon Easton is not anything that you're going to think.
Hmm. The name sounds familiar. I feel like I've seen it.
Right. Well, what you're thinking of is, what's her face?
Sheena Easton.
Sheena. Yeah, right.
Different. Your eyes sister,
right? Right, right, yeah. 800-510-8255. Figure out who Shannon Easton is, and we will reward you with a swell prize here from the Doug Steffen Good Day, either the prize closet, or we have things that are, I guess you would say, Heather, that the various subscriptions we have to magazines are tangible.
Yes, quite.
Tangible. So we want you to meet Shannon Easton, figure out who she is, 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, Mr. Bernanke, we all know who Ben Bernanke is, right? Everybody mm-hmm. know who he is?
Yeah,
Jan?
Of course.
Yes, okay. So as part of a nationwide push...
He's the guy who helped me get a new refi on my house at a very nice rate. Thank you.
Congratulations. Thanks. The nationwide push to bolster personal finance education... We all know that the school system, among the many failures in our school system, is not teaching people how to balance a checkbook, how to have a budget, how to understand small personal financial items and issues. So Mr. Bernanke, Federal Reserve Chairman, is speaking to school teachers this week. There's an educators meeting in Washington, apparently, Richie. And he's outlining steps that they, as educators, can take to prepare young people for the financial challenges of the 21st century.
Yeah, good
he touted a contest in the Treasury Department to design a financial literacy smartphone app and recap the five simple tenets of financial responsibility. Earning an income, saving, spending, borrowing, and protecting your earnings. Those are the five simplistic tenets of financial responsibility, according to Mr. Bernanke. Earning an income, one. saving 2, spending 3, borrowing 4, and protecting earnings. In other words, in order to be an educated person in terms of finance, you need to have a grasp of all of those items. That makes sense. Don't you think?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, duh.
So instead they're teaching kids, like, you know, calculus. Yeah, that's going to go a long way.
Right, that helps you to balance a checkbook. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Physics.
Although,
helps you. Well,
when Sean and I were watching the NASA landing the other day of Curiosity on Mars, I was like, Sean, can you imagine yourself sitting there being one of those guys in the Jet Propulsion Laboratory? And he's like, not really, Daddy.
Really?
And I said, practice your math, and you can
be. Yeah. So they were also, not only was he speaking to people who were in this gathering in one of the hotels in Washington, but there apparently was a live video stream of this conference, and a lot of questioners from educational institutions around the country asking for more help. You know what that means. That means federal money. That's what they want. But I thought, I saw a little of the video. I thought Bernanke was pretty upbeat. There are a lot of challenges for everybody, no matter what your age, in our country. But you have basic education about mortgages and interest rates and stuff like that. If you understand those things, then you don't get snookered. One of the problems with the financial meltdown is, A, the system is way too complicated. And nobody understands things like interest rates. Okay, I'm going to pay, what does it mean, APR? So you see two different rates. Your annual rate will be 4%, sir. And then in parentheses it says 4.71%. Mm-hmm. So what are you paying? Right. Are you paying 4%? Are you paying 4.71%? What are you paying?
And people really are afraid to ask because they don't want to appear stupid.
They don't want to appear stupid.
Right.
Right. What does that mean? Duh. So if you
That's
teach...
That's why, say what you will about, what's the blonde chick's name?
Which blonde chick?
Susie Orman.
Susie Orman.
She writes really good basic books for people like me who did not get taught this in school.
Yep.
But why isn't this taught in school?
That's the better question.
Be.
By the way, Susie Orman has orange hair.
Yeah. No, she doesn't.
They teach such nonsense in school.
Right. Yeah, there's no basic stuff, Roberta. Right.
There should be home ec and shop taught in every... Yeah. Because no one knows how to fix
Learn
anything.
Learn how to use tools.
No, nobody knows how to sew a hammer
or
put on
anything.
A button. Or...
We go to school, and for the most part, it's a miserable waste of time. It's a failure. It's the worst indictment. It is, Richie.
Well,
I mean, think about it. You have 7 hours...
Why should school teach you how to sew a button?
They should. Home ec shop for both boys and girls.
I sewed up the crotch in my pants the other day that split. Oh, I didn't learn that necessarily in school.
Or how to cook a meal. I mean, how to just do basic housekeeping cleaning.
While I was sewing the other day, I was doing it all.
You know what the real problem is here? Is
Why
that
is Heather just laughing?
That the schools
She's
concentrate.
She's watching the expression on my face.
The schools concentrate on getting kids into college because that's how the real estate values are determined.
Yeah.
So they want to be, you know, well, we have a 97% college rate. Well, what does that mean? It means
nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Right. Doesn't mean a damn
means
thing.
Nothing. Are these kids prepared for life? No, but they're all going to college.
Yeah.
And they're all going to get a degree in liberal arts. Well, that's going to bring them really far.
Roberta, you're right on. Right on, Roberta.
All right, who keeps attacking their microphone? Please, it never did anything to you. Leave it alone.
I'm not touching mine.
Yeah.
I leave mine alone.
All right, so the time's up. For identifying Shannon Easton, do I give everybody another few minutes or not?
I love her.
No.
She's my new hero.
Blow it out. Let's see who she is.
Shannon Easton, by the way, is profiled today at DougStefan.com.
Oh,
that's where I've seen her.
Yep, that is where you see her. Very observant of you. Now, why don't you just learn that, Richie? Go to DougStefan.com, and you will find the answers to all your questions, all your dreams, anything and everything you need to know. She is the NFL's first woman referee.
To officiate this Thursday.
Very cool.
There's a lockout of the regular NFL referees. She will become the first female ref. Now, why am I thinking this? That's not true. Why am I thinking this happened once before? As a matter of fact, was it baseball? Maybe it was baseball and not football.
I don't think there's ever been a female. I mean, they say there hasn't been, but I'm quite sure.
Baseball?
No, for football. There's never been a female.
No.
So she's the first one. She says it's a personal dream come true. May sound crazy to some people, but I think I can be in the NFL someday. That's what she told the local newspaper back in the 1990s. She told them, I would go to referee the NFL in Europe for 5 years, if that's what it takes, and apparently that's what she did. She was a world-class athlete in judo, won 6 national championships at the age of 11, the youngest judo athlete ever to be accepted to train at the U.S. Olympic Training Center. She's been a football referee for 16 years, working for the Mideastern Atlantic Conference. A number of players have publicly supported her. A lot of the and if there is a there a bigger sexist pool of boobs than in the NFL? So if there are NFL players who are saying this is cool, and they mean it because not that she's a good-looking woman, I don't know what she is because I've seen a picture of her, but if she knows what she's doing, this gets back to my whole thing. And this is part of also what ought to be in school, Roberta. The sexist realities in our society today are, they really, it angers me. And you remember when Hillary Clinton was running and they made a big deal out of her because she's a woman? And it bothers me because Barack Obama gets support because he's black or whatever. All of these things that go to sideline people in their competency because of their sexual nature or because of the color of their skin or religion or whatever it is. Instead of just looking through, we have not come around to being mature enough to look at someone for his or her gifts and talents, and not because of the color of, you should vote for this guy because he's black. You should vote for this guy because he's a Christian. You should vote for this guy because he's got a nice wife. I mean, all of this stuff that's pure nonsense. What do they bring to the table? What's their intellectual quotient? What's their ability? What have they accomplished? All of those things. But we have this haze in front of us, this thing that gets in the way. We filter things in a way that I find troubling, frankly. And so this woman, they're making a big deal out of the fact that she's the first female NFL referee. Is she good? Apparently, she's very good and had to be better than most men in order even to be recognized or to be noticed.
Oh, for sure. It's like play-by-play. I would love to do hockey play-by-play, but you know how hard it is? I mean, there is one woman that I can think of.
I think that'd be cool.
Wouldn't that be awesome? And
but
I know
I
it, and
I
love
see
it.
I hate to you're wasting your time. Why don't you do something with some sport that really, you know, means something?
I want to officiate basketball.
Basketball.
I want to officiate wrestling.
Look, see this?
You'd
see
be
this?
Going to officiate mud wrestling.
Right.
Traveling.
Yeah. Yeah.
I already got that one down.
You got it
I'll
down.
Do it again. There
She's
we go.
She's got it traveling.
Hands
and you'd
in motion
be good out
right
on the court.
Traveling.
Everybody would notice you because you're about 5 foot squat.
I'm 5'1" and a half. Thank you.
Excuse me. Right.
They would trip over you as they ran by.
No, I could just duck under their legs. You know, I wouldn't be in the way. I could move real quick. I'm spry.
Jennifer, they'd trip over her if you ran.
Ooh. Roadkill.
All right. So anyway, nobody got that right. So we don't have to give away a Doug Steffen prize, right? We saved. In a moment, we've been saving up all of our energies when it comes to television, and the inquiry is now about to, the inquest as to news from the world of the television is about to be opened. I'm sitting as the, I'm the judge, and Jennifer is the person who is trying her case. She's going to bring to us important information, if there is any such thing. Oh, by the way, the poll today at DougSteffen.com. What do you think about the NFL using a woman as a referee? A, it's about time. B, not sure what qualifies her, but then again, I don't know what qualifies the guys either. C, hope she does a good job or they'll tear her apart. D, it's fine as long as women don't try to play. E, I think that's a job that should only be done by a man.
You know, I just voted on that, and I have to say, I am very disappointed because 40%
so far
have said, hope she does a good job or they'll tear her apart. Boo! Yeah.
It's probably
Come on,
true.
Support her.
Yeah, you know, vision tests for all referees, though. Hello, ref,
please.
Glasses, come on.
Please.
I don't care if you're a boy or a girl, glasses.
Well, you know, a lot of this is influence. You'd be amazed at what goes on behind the scenes in some sports. I don't know about football, but I know, and my father used to tell me stories about what happened when he was a kid playing in that in the New Jersey Conference, as a matter of fact, and when he played baseball as well. He played football in the Jersey Conference, but he played baseball professionally, and the kinds of things that would go on, you know, it's just like trying to bribe anybody else. The businesses, they had a league in Boston of stores and companies that had baseball teams. And they would be bribing, you know, this was so important to the stores to have an identity that was crafted around how well their teams were doing, they would bribe the officials. Like Fellini's would give them suits and stuff. You know, we want you to, you know, and it was blatant. Now, that goes on today, but I don't think it's quite as blatant, but it does go on. You can be sure of it. Wasn't there somebody who was caught a few years ago, Richie? Some official referee or something that was taking bribes?
Yeah.
I forget whether it was. I don't know this point.
Yeah, three or four years ago.
Yeah, right. Hi, Jennifer, and a television report around the corner here on Good Day.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations. Get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. There was 57
channels and another. Hi, Jen Jen.
Dougie, yes.
Jack Osborne and NBC. The final round has not been apparently played here yet.
No, actually, NBC came out and said that they're doing this to protect him and that they still think that Sharon Osborne is acting kind of inappropriately. And
really?
Yeah, so the chief of the network came out and said, you know, we did this to protect him. We're not discriminating against anybody. No one knows the severity of his disease. And that's what they have answered in Sharon Osbourne's claim. She revealed yesterday she quit America's Got Talent because they fired Jack from Stars Earn Stripes.
Well, he's all over on Twitter.
He is, and he's firing back, saying
most of the stuff you can't say on the air.
You can't say on the air, but he wants to boycott NBC.
Yeah.
He said that he took part in the 16-hour challenge. He did 30 miles with 40 pounds of stuff on his back, even with MS. And so he said he could have handled it physically, that this is just a bunch of hooey, that the networks, that they're protecting him.
Tell you what, here's how we fix it. Make him sign a disclaimer.
Yeah,
if you get hurt.
Not liable for any... That's what they're scared of.
NBC,
they're scared of the lawyers.
Yeah.
They're scared of him getting hurt.
Yeah. And suing.
And then getting sued.
Yeah.
So if you want it, sign a full disclaimer saying you're not liable for anything that happens to me.
All right, what else, Jennifer?
All right, also Wilmer Valderrama. You remember him from that 70s show.
Yeah.
He's going to be joining the cast of Fox's Raising Hope. Now, the reason this is a big story is that he's going to be playing the love interest for Melanie Griffith.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He also plays the voice of Handy Manny on Disney.
He does. Hello, Cougar.
Hi, 51 after on Good Day.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. finally a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com foodstore.com or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Now 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our video of the day today highlights the need for the connection with Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. Warren is here to help you deal with your dogs and your cats better. In fact, the video of the day today, Warren, at DougSteffen.com, and you're one of the best people that we have as contributors for checking out the website. If you need another reason as to why dogs are better than cats, you should check out the video today and see this Jack Russell Terrier helping do the chores around the house. This is a video that has been around for a long time, and every time you see it, it has something else of value. It's funny. It's cute. I've never been a big fan of Jack Russell Terriers, Warren, but...
Well, they're cool dogs. They're just super hyper.
Yeah.
I call them Jack Russell terrorists.
Terrorists. Okay. All right. But you've seen this video, right, with the dog running around and... And it does the laundry, it does the dishes.
I have. Yeah. And that makes you think the dog is smarter than a cat. Cat's in the other room sitting down eating popcorn watching a TV show, and you're considering the dog with the vacuum cleaner smarter.
Exactly. That's what I say.
I always tell people the difference between dogs and cats, and I always say the same thing. When you call your dog, he comes right away. Mm-hmm. When you call your cat, it's kind of like they take a message and get back to you a little later in the day.
Right, exactly.
It's so true.
All right, there's a Chihuahua being hailed as a hero after authorities say it sniffed out two girls who were lost in a forest in Georgia. Did you see this?
I did see that story, an amazing story.
Yeah. The dog's name is Belle. How does that work? Or was this dog the dog of the family, and that's how...
I believe it was the family dog, and you know, it's amazing. People always assume that the size of the dog is related to how smart the dog is or what the dog can do. You know, I trained a lot of dogs for police departments around the world, and years ago when I was stationed in Europe, I actually had to train Karen Terriers, little Toto dogs, for police departments. And people say, what would a Karen Terrier do for police departments? But they were able to get into areas where drugs and bombs might be, where the big dogs could never go. So small dogs have their place too, and they're no less intelligent or no less apt to save people's lives than big dogs.
I don't know, I just find them these little wormy things.
You've never had one. You know what? It's interesting that you said that. I have a little Chihuahua mix, the one I rescued, Cisco. Yeah. I never had a small dog in my life. I've always had tons of big dogs, as many as 30 at a time. But since I've gotten Cisco, I've changed my attitude. He kind of sleeps under the covers with me. He's always in my life. It's amazing how attached you come to a small dog.
You know, Warren, I just got back from Colombia visiting some family down there, my wife's family. and they had a pug, and their neighbors had pugs. And in this community, there was like five or six pugs. I'd never, ever, ever given a pug a second thought, but neat dogs.
They are neat dogs. Pugs are amazing. If you can put up with the snoring, they're the most fabulous. I went to a party recently in Los Angeles, in West Hollywood, of the Pug Club of West Hollywood. 30 pugs got together. They get together once a month for this meeting. It's like a political meeting. Geez. And they just run around the place. It was incredible watching.
But it's like a big dog in a little body.
Exactly right. Exactly right. The only problem with pugs is the snoring. But other than, and you got to be careful in the heat. They're kind of like bulldogs. The same thing with that pushed-in face.
Yeah.
I love them. It looks like they chase walls.
Yeah. By the way, that is something of a warning. Charlotte, who has had over her life a series or a story of epileptic seizures, but dogs with short noses get into these spells that last about 10, 12 minutes. And I put her on this sort of a special vitamin mineral regimen, and she seemed to have escaped it for the most part. But when she's hot, like she was the other day, she was running around the pool, and it was 98 degrees. She came in, and she just they literally just drop.
Yeah.
And it can be scary if you don't know what it really all is
exactly.
about.
Exactly. And, you know, speaking of medication, my dog, my German Shepherd rescue, Skyler, who came off the streets of South Central L.A., was just diagnosed last week with degenerative myelopathy, which means that it could last 3 months, it could last 3 years, we don't know. As a matter of fact, I just, and this is for your listeners, to show you the commitment that I have, and a lot of people have, I just ordered from friends of mine who run dogs with disability some wheelchairs, anticipating that he might lose the ability to walk with his rear legs. So just because a dog has a physical challenge doesn't mean that you get rid of them. You work with them just like any other member of the family. Yeah. And we'll keep you guys posted because I'm doing a combination of complementary veterinary care as well as conventional veterinary care. And I'll keep you guys posted on how it's working.
That'd be great. Did you see the story about the dog lost on a train bound for Dublin?
I didn't see that, no.
Reconnecting with its owners. Authorities sought help on Twitter. The railroad put up a picture of this dog on Twitter. And that's how he was recognized, went back to his family.
Social media is helping. You know, without Facebook, a lot of dogs would never find a home.
Yeah. How did he push the buttons on the phone with his paws?
Not sure about that, Richie. We'll get back to you on that next week. Warren Eckstein, the host of The Pet Show. Check him out at DougStephan.com. Pet Show is heard around the country on a lot of great radio stations, including Phoenix now. That's very good, Warren. At 59 past, this is Good Day.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.